Okay, so the Gemara says in Taf Lamed Beis, Geit mit Mai from Eis Rishon. In fact, the Gemara, Demai Olechazile. You're not allowed to eat Demai. Demai means the Paris that you took from an Amaharetz. Minatayra, it's really Mutarev Amaharetz Maasrim. But Midrabbanan, they were chayshish that maybe it wasn't Gemaiset. So the Mai says, Olechazile, if not, you're not allowed to eat it. So how could you be Yetzi Chayvis Matzah? What's the problem? You're not allowed to eat it, but why aren't you Yetzi Chayvis Matzah? Well, let's finish the Gemara, then we'll go back to Rashi and see what the Gemara's cash is. So my answer is, came in the Boy Machdu and Nichse, Havi Oni, Ba'ichel Demai, since an Oni is allowed to eat Mai, Chazal would make up that an Oni is allowed to eat Mai, and you could become an Oni, you could just give all your Mechasim away, like people do today, they get onto Medicaid, they give all the Mechasim away. So you could give all your Mechasim away, then you could eat Mai. So Hashanami Chazile. So therefore, it's called an Ezroifim. Even though the Maisi didn't give his Nechasim away. But it's called an Ezroifim. It doesn't have the Psul. Stan Machilim Sanib Dmai Vesach Sanya Dmai. Stan Yom Rabbuna Pana Vesham Yom Rabbuna Machilim Sanib Dmai Vesach Sanya Dmai Vesulayim Machil. So that's the Gemara. So Rashi says, what's the word Kasha Dmai Halei Chazile? Rashi says two reasons. First, he says the reason that the Gemara says later on a drasha. The Gemara dash was like seichel of chametz. She was yom teichel of matzah. It's mishi suri mishum bal teichel chametz. Mishi suri mishum bal teichel chametz. But if there's an issa tevel, so then there's no bal teichel chametz. That's one drasha, one reason. That's another reason we shouldn't inami have a mitzvah baba there. The Gemara says in the bottom moment, let's take a look at that drasha. Tan Rabban, the last narrow line. Yochel Yetzer Mitzvos Betevel Shlein Niskan Betevel Shlein Niskan. Like the Makel Devil Lami and Helen is going to have Betevel Shlein Niskan Kol Tzorchei. She Nitzel Menu to Magdayul and Nitzel Menu to Mitzmeiser. Meiser Ishin, Vilei Meiser Sheni. I feel the Meiser Oni. Talmud Leimer Leisoichel Olav Chametz. Mishisur Mishim Balteichel Olav Chametz. Yotzer Zeh Sheni Sur Mishim Balteichel Chametz. Elam Mishim Balteichel Tevel. That's the brisa. Protect the Gemara. What do you mean there's no Isser Chametz? There's an Isser Chametz too, even if it's Bal Teichel Tevel, it's also Bal Teichel Chametz. I'm Rav Sheish, how many Rav Shimon and Domer in Isser Chal Isser? Tanya, Rav Shimon, Reimer, Eichel, Nevel, Yom Kippur, and Potter. So where it says that this price is going on, Rav Shimon, that ain't Isser Chal Isser, we also hold ain't Isser Chal Isser. But ain't Isser Chal Isser, we hold is, there are exceptions. And one of the exceptions is this Kailo. So Kailo means, If the second Isser is asks more things than the first Isser, so then the Isser is Chal. So, Lididon, the Isser Chometz could be Chal in an Isser Tevel. Because when Pesach arrives and the Isser Chometz is Chal, it's not only Chal in the Tevel, it's Chal in all the Chometz in the world. But Rav Shimon doesn't accept that, and he also ain't Isser Chal, so there's no exceptions. So this Braisa that says that Tevel doesn't have an Isser Chometz, that's like Rav Shimon. The Isser Chometz can't be Chal in the Isser Tevel. So mainly not Yotzi with Matzah Shel Tevel. But it's going like Rav Shimon, says the Gemara. Rav Sheish said it's going like Rav Shimon. Ravina Omer, Rav Tamer Rabbanan. Ravina says, no, the Braisa could be going like Rabbanan too. And the way the drasha runs is Mishi Suim Mishum Al Teichel Chometz Bilvad. Yotzi says, Sheini Suim Mishum Al Teichel Chometz Bilvad Ela Af Mishum Al Teichel Tevel. So, the Isser Chometz is Chal. But the drasha says it has to have only an Isser Chometz. If it'll become Chometz, it'll only be also Mishum Chometz. And here, Tevel has another Isser besides. So therefore, the meat works even according to the Rabban. As they thought, that's what Ravina says. Frek the Gemara, Miti Bilvaksiv, El Machbar the Kedev Sheshes. The Gemara rejects Ravina. And it comes out lemaisa that the brice is like of sheishes. It's a little bit strange. When Rashi brings the drasha, he brings the drasha in Ravina's nusach. Mishu yisur mishum bal teichel chometz levadoi at the yetzirei l'shem matzim. That's Ravina's nusach. That's the nusach that the Gemara rejects. Midi bilvadik ksiv the Gemara asks. I don't know. As much as that, why Rashi quotes the Bryce in Ravina's nusach? Look at that. I don't know what to do with that. Now, Kapanim, Rashi brings two reasons over here why Demai is lechaz. Two reasons why the Gemara thinks that Demai should not be, you shouldn't be able to be Yotzi Chayves Matzah. A, because of the Drasha, and B, because of Mitzvah Bo Ba'aveira. Rashi brings Mitzvah Bo Ba'aveira here into the mix. Later on, by Tevel, let's get to later on. Why should we wait? We'll get to later on now. So the Gemara continues. Let's say it like this. The Mishnah said that Maaser Rishon Shenitlu Trumasai Seyotze Chayves Maaser. You took off the Trumas Maaser from the Maaser. Otherwise, it's Tevel. You took off the Trumas Maaser, so Yotze with Maaser. So the Gemara asks, of course Yotze. Pshito. Came in the Nitlu Trumasai, it's Chulim. So what's the Chiddush? So my answer is that it's talking about a case where you never took off Trumas Gdela. So it's meiser that Truma Gdola was never taken off because you were mocked and the lady went before the Gemar Malacha, before it became Tevel, the lady went and he took the meiser. So in such a case, some of the Zar gave it to him. So in such a case, the Chi of Truma is never Chal because the Chi of Truma is not Chal on meiser. The Gemara said that only works if the Levi took it before the Gemara Melacha, before it became Chayiv and Truma. But if it already became Chayiv and Truma, because you already had a Gemara Melacha, so then if the Levi takes off Maaser first, he has to take off from the Maaser, he has to take off the Truma. Because it was already Chalachi of Truma. It already became Tevel for Truma. Where is my Royce? Look, Makash, a little bit strange. My Royce usually means maybe it's the other way around. But so it should be the other way around. But Kapanim, Umar explains, Hi Idkin Vahila Idkin. So Rashi says, Hi Idkin Vahila Idkin. It became Tavel Truma. Yeah, I'm not going to read Rashi's inside right now. We have too many things to cover today. Maybe I'll just talk through one Nakud over here, just from to have some ideas. You have Tevel that's Tevel for Truma. Truma hasn't been taken yet, so it's Tevel for Truma. And then you have Tevel that Truma was already taken, but it's still Tevel for Meiser. For Meiser Rishon, the Truma's Meiser. Even for Meiser Sheni, for Meiser Oni, that we have the price in the bottom of the Omid, you could have Tevel, even for Meiser Oni, this Tevel. In the Gemara Mavur, in Rambam, that it's two different Lavin. Tevel, that's Tevel for Truma, Gemara in Sanhedrin Pegimel, that the Asara is, Lo Yechalu is Kotshim Neisrael Asher Yimul Asher. If it's tovel for maisa, it means truma was taken, but it's tovel for maisa. Truma's maisa was, let's say truma's maisa was also taken. It's only tovel for maisa. So the maisa only, let's say a maisa sheni. So that's a different asar. The Gemara in Makkos, Tazayin, learns it out from leisuch alechel v'sharecha, that there's a lot, we learn a lot of things in that pasuk. But one of the things we learn out from that pasuk is tovel maisa. There's two different lavas, tovel truma and tovel maisa. Moreover, Shitas Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs in Loisus Kufim Gimel is that they have different dinim. Tavul Truma, the Gemara there says in Sanhedrin that it's Misa Vedei Shemayim. We learn out the Chil Mi Truma, just like Truma is Misa Vedei Shemayim. So Tavul Truma has Misa Vedei Shemayim. Shitas Taisus, the Tavul Maiser also has Misa Vedei Shemayim. Taisus Nivamas, the Tarakadim. But the Rambam Shita is that Tavul of Truma has Misa Vedei Shemayim, just like Truma itself has Misa Vedei Shemayim. So Tavul of Truma has Misa, Tavul of Truma has Misa Vedei Shemayim. But Tavul Maiser, the Rambam holds, is only a lav. There's no Misa Vedei Shemayim. Well, it's not only is Tavul Truma and Tavul Maiser two different psukim, but it has different halachas. Tavul Truma has a chiv misa, a chiv misa v'dei shemayim, and Tavul Maiser is a lav ba'al. So the Orach Laner in Makkos Daf Chof asks an interesting kasha. The Gemara over there, it's Mavur over there in the Gemara and Daf Chof Amud Aleph, that if a person ate tevel from which nothing was taken, not truma, not mice, nothing, it's pure 100% tevel, 100 proof, 200 proof, it's pure tevel. So he gets one malchus from tevel. Ask the Aruch Haner, why do you only get one malchus? Then it's two different things. There's tevel of truma, there's tevel of mice. It's different psukim, it's different halachas. One is a lav ba'alma, one is a chiv misa b'dei shamayim. And it's also mishkachas lezebelez. This Torah Chaner doesn't elaborate, but it's also mishkachas the one without the other. You could have tovel l'truma, that's not tovel l'maiser. The mashal, if the levy was makdim b'shibolim, and the levy took the maiser already away, so it's not tovel l'maiser, but it's still tovel l'truma. And vice versa, you could have tovel l'truma, that's not tovel l'maiser. If the truma was taken, gedin, but the maiser was not yet taken, then it's tovel l'maiser. Or if maiser ishin was taken, but it's tovel l'maiser sheni, the maiser oni. So yesh b'zeh ma'ashem b'zeh. You have tovel l'truma, that's tovel l'maiser. And you can have tovel l'maiser, that's not tovel l'truma. So it's not like one is, we talked in the past, sometimes you have a general lav and a specific lav, but one is included within the other. Here, neither one's included in the other. You could have one without the other, in both directions. And it's different sukkim. With different halachas, one is misu b'dei shemayim, and one is just a lav. So if you have tevel, it's tovel for both. It's tovel for truma and for ma'isa, because I didn't take off neither truma nor ma'isa. So I should get two malchus. I should get Malkus for the Chalos Kol Shebnei Yisrael, the lab of Tovel L'Truma. And I should get another set of Malkus for the Suchel Lechel B'Sherech, which is the lab of Tovel L'Maisa. So the Chaner says a fascinating insight. Says that since the halacha is that you're not supposed to take off Maisa before you take off Truma, you could have a case where the lady did it. He was machtim b'shibolim. He was machtim b'kri. But the emes, you're not supposed to do it. It's a lav. It says in. I think it's in mishpatim. Meleachav v'demach leis acher. Where in Gemara and Tumur learns after there a lav to change the seder of the nisinus. So think the halacha is you're not supposed to give ma'aser before you give truma. So until you mafish the truma, it's not yet the zman to be mafish ma'aser. There's the man to be mafish ma'aser. The chiyuv to be mafish meiser. That's the chiyuv. The proper time to be mafish meiser is only after you mafish truma. You're not supposed to be makdim the meiser to the truma. So the mele says the Aruch Haner, it doesn't become tovel l'meiser until after you take off the truma. So payers that are tovel l'truma are not tovel l'meiser because even though you didn't take off the meiser yet, but it's not yet the time to take off the meiser. So it only becomes tovel l'maaser after you take off the truma. So maybe you only get one malchus. So if you have tevel, it's tovel for. It looks like it's tovel for truma and for maaser. It's really only tovel for truma. For the maaser, it's not tevel yet. So you only get one malchus after you take off the truma. Then it's only tovel l'maaser. You can never have that it's tovel for truma and for maaser because the extent that it's tovel for truma is not yet this month to give maaser. side of the Arachaneh. It's a big bamshah. But I thought it's a little bit of Tosefos Havana and Agamar. You don't need it for Agamar, but just it's a Tosefos in the Havana. The Gemara says that if you take off Meiser v'shibolim, so that Meiser is potter from Truma. But if you take off Meiser b'kri, then it is chayav in Truma. And that the Gemara says Marois. Now, Marois is a little bit of a strange lashon because Marois sounds usually in Kol HaShas. When you say Marois, it means, why not say the opposite? Over here, it's very hard to say the opposite. What would be the opposite? That if you make them b'kri, it's potter from Truma, but if you make them b'shibolim, it's chayav in Truma. How could it be Shalom? But it could be that over here, Marois doesn't mean, let's say just the opposite. Marois means, what's the difference? What's the difference? What does it matter if you were makdim b'kri or you were makdim b'shibol? It's not the normal usage, but sometimes the Gemara is economical with its usages, with its expressions. Uses an expression, this is the expression that we're used to. Marois. But here, maybe it has the sense of, what's the difference if you're makdim b'kri or you're makdim b'shibol? And I think, l'fil orachaner, I understand the hadgasha. Mitzad the meiser, it makes no difference. Mitzad the meiser, whether you were makdim b'kri or it doesn't matter whether you were makdim b'shibolim or b'kri. Mitzad the meiser, it's not tevel yet. Even b'kri, it's not tevel meiser. It's not tevel meiser until after you take off the truma. So mitzad the meiser, that's the most question. Marois. Mitzad the meiser, mitzad dine meiser, just like b'shibolim, it's not yet tevel meiser. It's not tevel yet meiser. So b'kri, it's also not tevel meiser. But my royce, how come if you makne b'shibolim, then you get a meiser that's you get off scot free? You don't have to take off truma for the meiser. But if you makne b'kri, all of a sudden you have to take off truma. This meiser needs truma. Mitzad the meiser itself, hakdama b'kri is the same as hakdama b'shibolim, because in either case the chi of meiser hasn't yet the tevel of meiser. It's not tevel yet l'meiser. The chi of meiser hasn't yet begun. It's not yet tevel l'meiser. The Gemara's answer is, it's true, it's not yet Tavol L'Maisa, but the creator, it's Tavol L'Truma. And once it's Tavol L'Truma, then the Levi can't make it Ois Tavol L'Truma. Once it's Chal and it's Tavol L'Truma, then even when the Levi takes it, he has to be Mafesh Truma. Even though Mitzad the Tavol L'Maisa, it makes no difference, but it makes a difference in the Tavol L'Truma. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. My Shishin Rekish and Iftu. Talking about Pshito. My Shishin Rekish and Iftu. It had to go. Ach, my skin is not in the second of the loss in the Chemish. The Kamash one, the Chemish back. 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 The Chemish Mission, this is the first one in the mission that you're not yitz. Everything else up to now, you were things that you were yitz. Now it says, "I've a leivet tevel, you're not yitz." Back in my pshita. That's a clear. Why is it pshita? Let's see in Rashi what he says. So it's the answer, but Chicha v'tevel tovel midrabana, shazari v'otu chenin up. The Kiddush is even Issa drabana. That's not Pshita. Dr. Ashi, tovel midrabana, Dr. Ashi, but on the Pshita, Rashi doesn't say anything. Why is the Pshita? But on the tovel midrabana, Rashi says, afil hochi mitzvah baba avera yichoshim lach. Mitzvah baba avera. By Demai, you could become an Ani, and then it'll be Mutalach Hatchilo. So even though you didn't give away your Nechasim, and you're not an Ani, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it, and Lechatchilo, you're not allowed to eat this Matzah because you're violating the Devil, but since you could be an Ani, so there is an Eifen that you could eat it Beheter, Lechatchilo, so Mela, B'dievet, it's not a Mitzvah Babaveh. So not like this. So you right away see an interesting thing. The Gemara itself, at the bottom of the Omid, when it talks about it would a brisa that you're not going to see with Tevel, what about a drasha? What about a drasha? Mishi Yisur Mishim Bal Toichel Chametz. Yosef Zesh Eni Yisur Mishim Bal Toichel Chametz El Mishim Bal Toichel Tevel. And where it says the drasha, it's a Reb Shimon Dika drasha Bemis. The Rabban, and it's not the drasha, it's a Libet Reb Shimon. Rashi Beit Mai, when the Gemara asks, the Mai Holi Chazilei, so Rashi is two Tzvars. He brings the drasha, and Ravina's Nusach for some reason, I don't know, but he brings the drasha, and then he says, Inami, it's also Mitzvah Baver. And then by Tevel, Rashi only says Mitzvah Baver. Hi, Mai. What's going on over here? Then to add to the mix. So why is Rashi Mishana? He's Mishana from the Gemara, and then he's Mishana within him. He's Mishana from the Gemara. The Gemara, when it talks about Tevel, the Brisa, when it explains why you're not going to the Tevel, the Brisa says because of a drasha. Reb Shimon Dika drasha. Mishu Mishu Matoich L'chamas. Rashi by Demai says two reasons, the drasha and Mitzvah Bavera, and by Tevel, Rashi only says the reason of Mitzvah Bavera. Then to add to the mix, Rashi and Lama Pesim and Aleph, the Mishnah says you have the same thing by Mor. That you're not yotzi with more of that you're yotzi with Mayim, Maaser Rishon, Shintimosi, Maaser Sheni, Vehekdesh Niftu, but not by implication, not with Orla and Hekdesh Shalomift and so on. The same halacha you have by Matz, by Matz you have by Mor. So there in Rashi and Lamates, Rashi says because the Mitzvah Bavet. So what's going on? So the Pshat of Rashi. Let's maybe we'll be makdim a little bit. The Rif paskins the din of our Mishnah that you're not yotzi with the matzah shel orla and hekdesh shel nifta and ma'aser sheni shel nifta and ma'aser rishon shel nifta tumas. You're not yotzi with matzah this. Like the Ramban, it's not zayin in the Muhammad. Like the Ramban. In the Gemara says the reason is because of the Gemara says the reason is because of a drasha, and the drasha is only a libud Reb Shimon. But ain't it a chalalisa? We don't pass like Reb Shimon. But the Gemara says the reason why you're not yotzi with the matzah shel lisa is because of a drasha. Mishu yisur mishu matoichel chametz yotzi zesh yisur mishu matoichel tevel. And the Gemara says that's a libud Reb Shimon. That ain't it a chalalisa. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. We hold that by nisikayil is chalalisa. That you're yotzi with the matzah shel tevel. But why does the Rif bring the Mishnah you're not yotzi with the matzah shel tevel? Asks the Ramban. So the Ramban answers, because the Rif held that it's a mitzvah baver. Even forget the drasha, but you're not yotzi as mitzvah baver. That's the Ramban. So then why do we need a drasha? That's the obvious question here. That's the key question of it. Why do we need a drasha? If it's a mitzvah b'avera, so why is the Gemara bring a drasha? And the drasha is only Reb Shimon Dika drasha. And if it, it's, what do I need this drasha? Typically, that it's the not doing sales because it's a mitzvah b'avera. It's not a kasha. It's a kasha. It's a kasha that's sparked by the Rif. But it's not only a kasha on the Rif. It's a kasha on the Gemara. So first, the Ramban brings B'shem Taisus. It's not an our Taisus, but it's in Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz there in Dav Zayin. That mitzvah b'avera doesn't apply to all mitzvahs. Mitzvah b'avera is only by karbonos. The pasuk for mitzvah b'avera is by karbonos. That gozel is pasuk for a carbon. You have a meaning of the gozel, the marvin is the drasha, by basing gozel is a piseh, as a ina. And also by lulav, the Gemara has it by lulav. There's the beginning of lulav by gozel. It says because lulav is also what they have in common is these are mitzvahs that are boim l'ratzis. They're coming for a ritzui. Lulav, you do not know him. Gemara says it's l'ratzos. So mitzvahs that are l'ratzos, you can't. There's a psul of mitzvah b'aver. Carbon lulav also. Gemara says lulav also psul l'ratzos. So it has a din of mitzvah b'aver. But stam ordinary mitzvahs, there's no din of mitzvah b'aver. So that's why the Gemara doesn't the psul of matzah shel orla matzah shel tevel is not because of mitzvah of avera. It's not from those mitzvahs that have mitzvah of avera altogether. So that's why you need the drush. That's not a test for the riff. And then the riff shouldn't bring the Mishnah la'alocha. Then it comes out to Mishnah la'alocha because the drush is Rav Shimon and we don't hold like Rav Shimon and there's no mitzvah of avera over here. So that's clearly not the sheet of the riff. And the Rabban says that he thinks that the riff is right and mitzvah of avera is by all averas. It's by matzah too. And he has a raya from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that matzah gzula is possible because it's a mitzvah of avera. There's Yerushalmi. Then it's both Yerushalmi said ein katega nasa senega. But the Ramban assumes that that means the mitzvah of avera. So the Ramban kind of says the first Yerushalmi that there's a din mitzvah of avera by matzah as well. Like the riff. So if that's the case, I have a kushu duchta, so why do we need a drosha? Answer to the Ramban, that mitzvah of avera is a din der rabbanon. Drosha, there is some gozel and so on. That's a the drosha and lulav ha-gozel. That's a drosha, it's finesse machta. Mitzvah of avera is a rabbanon. So the Gemara says that the master shel tevel, the Brisa says, master shel tevel is possible not only mid rabbanon. Master shel tevel is possible mid rabbanon. And we collect the drosha. Because that's the emes. The fear of Shimon, matzah shel tevel is possible mid rabbanon. Because if Shimon has a drosha, you should assume it's Mishim al pekel chametz. The Rabbanon, they don't have the drosha. They hold the Yisachal Issa. So in Echanami, according to Rabbanon, matzah shel tevel is midatayr, it's kosher. But it's still possible a ma'isa mid rabbanon because it's a mitzvah of aver. So therefore the riff passing is like the Mishnah because the Mishnah is still true. It's very meduik. The Gemara never said that the reason for the Mishnah is because of the drosha. The Gemara just quoted the drosha, Tana Rabbanon, Tana Rabbanon. Yochel Yesu Yonam Chivosu B'tevel. Hamad Leimel Yisaychel Leil Chavetz Mishu Yisui Mishu Maltaychel Chavetz Yotzu Yisui Mishu Maltaychel Chavetz Yotzu Yisui Mishu Maltaychel Tevel. There is a drosha. The Brisa brings a drosha. It's going to leave a Rav Shimon that says that Matzah Shel Tevel is possible midrash. That's not going to la locha. That Brisa is not la locha. But the Mishnah that you're not yetsu with Matzah Shel Tevel is still true on a Rabbanu level because it's a Mitzvah Baba Be'er. Khan from the Ramban on behalf of the Rif. The etzim yisoid that mitzvah b'aver is only drabon, and we find in Tosfos in other yishayim. Also, Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Tes famously says this. Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Tes has a kasha. And where is the pasuk for Sukkah Gzula? That Sukkah Gzula is possible. We don't have a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Sukkah Achem. Sukkah Achem. So we memayit Sukkah Gzula. In fact, Tosfos, why don't we do pasuk for Sukkah Gzula? It's a mitzvah b'aver. I just answer, mitzvah b'aver is only a din d'rabbanan. Tyson in Sukkah Daf Lamed, it's a steer in Tyson. Tyson Sukkah Daf Lamed says mitzvah b'aver is a din d'rais. Akaponim, Shittas Ramban is that mitzvah b'aver is a din d'rabbanan. So there is here a psula, mitzvah b'aver, but it's only a psula on a d'rabbanan level. If you have Shimon, there's a psula on a d'rais. The Pshutoi, we could say that that's Rashi Shita as well. But the Takatu Psalm, there's a Psul deraisa from the Drosha Aliba Rav Shimon. And then in addition, there's a Psul derabonna Mitzvah Bavera Aliba de Kuliyama. So by Demai, when the Gemara says, Demai holy chazale, how's my good? You can't eat it, it's also. So Rashi is both reasons. The Gemara's question made my eyes to chaser. The Gemara means on two counts. First of all, according to Rav Shimon, you have a drasha, and secondly, even with Arab Shimon, but we do abundance in mitzvah b'aver. And then the Gemara answers the ilum, you could be machkin or you're the chaser, and that apparently takes up both problems. But since you could eat it behet there, so it's not called the mitzvah b'aver. That needs a hesbro a little bit. What do I care that you could be mafkir in the chosim? But l'maisa, we're not mafkir in the chosim, so you're doing an aver. That already says a fei yisoid in the chaynim. Chaynim yisoid that mitzvah of aver is only when the aver is that mitzvah of aver is a psul in the chefts. The psul is not because you're doing an aver. The psul is because the chefts shal mitzvah is a chefts shal aver. The big mocker for this is being shalmi. The same Yerushalmi that the Rambam quoted. The Yishami says that matzah shel gezel is possible. Mitzvah baba ber. So the Gemara asks, the Yishami asks, why is that different than somebody who was kareya on a mace on Shabbos? The Mishnah says in Shabbos that a kareya on mace, he's yetzi chayvus kriya. He's called Shabbos, but he's yetzi chayvus kriya. Why do I say it's mitzvah baba ber? Yishami answers, hocha hi gufa aver. By matzah, it itself is an avera. V'ram hosum, but by kriya, who osa avera? He did an avera, but it itself is not an avera. So it's very cryptic, but a lot of achayim say Reb Shimon and Shayeshin. A lot of achayim say Rav and Kotler is like this. That the Yishami means, and I'm sure I'll just say it before, that the Yishami means that by gezel, by matzah gzula, the matzah itself is a chefzah shel gezel. It's you have to return it. It's b'amoy v'hashiv. It's a chefzah shel gezel. So that's posel a mitzvah. But tell me, was kareh al-meisiv v'shabbos, the beged is not a chefzah shel aver. He did an aver of chilul Shabbos, but the beged is not a chefzah shel aver. So mitzvah, the Gemara means, since you could be mafgir in a chosim, and then you're allowed to eat the mai, that shows that the mai is not an issa chefzah. A rich person eats mice, even aver, but it's not a chetzah shel isav haraya. A poor person is allowed to eat it. If it would be a chetzah shel aver, if it'd be like chazer or something, it couldn't be mutter for some people and other people, also for other people. The fact that it's mutter for aniyim, and he could be an ani too, so he could eat it beheder. That it's mutter for aniyim stamazay. If he couldn't become an ani, it wouldn't mean anything. Truma is mutter lekahanim. It's still an isav haraya. But that he himself has an oifen that he could eat it beheter, if he gives away his nechasim, just like nechasim are preventing him from eating it beheter, so that shows that it's not an issa chefzah, it's only an issa gamra, and that is no psul of mitzvah baba ber. And then what about the other psul of mishum mishum al teichol chametz? Why is that taken off by the fact that you could be mafgir in nechasim? Yeah, that's not so clear. How does that take off? Maybe it means like this. Since if it'll be mafgir is nechosim, then it will be osur al chametz. Right? If it'll be mafgir is nechosim, it'll be allowed to eat it. So then the issue will only be chametz if it's chametz. So even right now, he has an issur of demai. It's issur mishum demai. But since if it'll be mafkris nechosim, it'll have an issur chametz. So that satisfies the mishi issur mishum al teichol chametz. This matzah could have an issur chametz. If it'll be mafkris nechosim, issur chametz will be chal. So that's called issur mishum al teichol chametz. Ulai. The next, you have to know how this works. We're getting a little bit aside because this is like a separate. This is a parenthetic thing. How does the Iboy Mafkir Lenechosai take off the two problems of Mitzvah Bavavera and Mishu Yisuri Mishum Bal Teichol Chametz? Where Rashi's Gemara, obviously it does, but how does it work? So that needs a little bit of explicating. So I'm suggesting along these lines. Dakapanim, just trying to get back on track, it will say that Mitzvah Bavavera is Psul Derabbanan. It applies to matzah too, but it's only a psul d'rabbanan. So it comes out that we have your two psul. We have a psul of the gzeres hakos of the drasha aliba d'rav Shimon, and that's a psul d'raisa. And we have the psul d'rabbanan of mitzvah baba ber. So when the Gemara asks by the mai holy chazle, the Gemara is asking on both. Rashi's the kashon on both the mai holy chazle. So it's a mitzvah. It's a also mitzvah the drasha aliba d'rav Shimon, and b it's a mitzvah baba ber. So my answer is it's a boy machkel in the chazle. However, that somehow works. On the other hand, when it comes to Tevo, the Mishnah says, you're not Yaisi with Tevo. The Gemara says, Pshita. The Gemara says, Pshita. And then the Gemara answers, like, Tzicha with Tevo, Tovo, Midrabon. And then Rashi says, it's a Mitzvah Bavera. How come over there Rashi only mentioned Mitzvah Bavera? Why didn't he mention both Psalm? Well, it's been a rashi change. By Dmai, he mentioned both psul. Now, all of a sudden, by Teva, he only mentions the Psula Mitzvah over there. I think you could say two things. First of all, the Gemara asks, Pshito. Pshito. What's the Pshito? When the Gemara asks, Tevel Pshito, the Mishnah says Tevel is possible. In fact, the Gemara Pshito. Of course, it's possible. Goes without saying. What does the Gemara mean? It's Pshito Mitzah, which, what makes it Pshito that Tevel is possible? The Drasha. Drasha not Pshito. First of all, a Drasha is never Pshito. A Drasha is always a Chiddush. Especially this Drasha, which is only Aliba Drab Shem, it's not even true according to Rabban. When the Gemara asks, Tevel is Pshito, the Gemara meant it's Pshito because of the Drasha. About not. The Gemara meant l'chayra that it's pshita because it's a mitzvah b'aver. That's a double portion mitzvah b'aver. By the way, Rabbi David brings that Gemara, that pshita, that line of Gemara about pshita as a raya to the riff in the Ramban that there's a psul mitzvah b'aver by all mitzvahs, not only by luluf. Because he says if there's no mitzvah b'aver over here and all you have is the drosha, so what's the pshita? How can the drasha be pshita? The drasha is not even la halacha, so how can it be pshita? Well, it's a psula mitzvah b'aver, not only by matzah, not only by lulav, not only by mitzvah sabrisui, by matzah too, there's a psula mitzvah b'aver. Thus, fact the gemara, that's the gemara's kasha pshita. Kasha Rabbeinu Peretz, and those who shine will hold that they only say mitzvah b'aver by lulav, and by matzah there's no din of mitzvah b'aver. So what's the gemara's kasha pshita? The drasha not pshita. So the Ran and the Chiddush HaRan, the Ran says that you could maybe they would answer. The Ran points this out. The Ran also addresses this, and the Ran says maybe they would answer that when the Gemara says Pshita, it doesn't mean that the Psul is possible. The Psul is not possible. The Psul is a Drosha and it's a big Chiddush, and it's only Rav Shimon. It's not even Halach. The Gemara means it's Pshita from the Resha. Once the Resha told me that he writes it with my Sarishin Shaniftu to Masai and Hefter Shaniftu. So obviously the implication is, but if it was not nifta and if it was not just mai but it was tevel, then you're not gaitzing. Why does the Mishnah have to say teferish? That's what the Gemara means by pshita. Not that the din itself is poshut. The din itself is a very big chiddush, but the din itself could already be inferred from the ratio. But upon him, the Rebbeinu David says the poshut pshat in the Gemara pshita is that pshita means it's poshut and it's. It's poshut on its face. The psul of tevel is poshut on its face. Why is it poshut? Says Rabbeinu David, it's poshut after mitzvah b'aver. But I think Rashi also learned the way. The pshita is because it's a mitzvah b'aver. Leila, what's the Gemara's answer? That it's tevel midrabban. So therefore, it's a chiddush. So. I think Rashi learned that the teretz is me'inyan akushi. The mashmoyis of the Gemara is that the teretz is me'inyan akushi. The kashu was his pshita. Pshita doesn't mean because of the drosha. The drosha is never pshita. Pshita means it's posha because it's a mitzvah b'aver. So the Gemara's answer that it's tolu midrabanan means that it's not posha that it's a mitzvah b'aver. Because it's only in the sidrabanan. So Rashi explains that's a chiddush and the sidrabanan also makes mitzvah b'aver. So here, Rashi doesn't mention the other psul, the Reb Shimon the psul, because he's going to the Gemara asks Pshita, the Gemara is answering the Kasha Pshita. So Rashi assumes that the teretz to the Kasha Pshita is addressed on the same terms as the Pshita. The Kasha Pshita was, it's poshut, because it's mitzvah b'aver. But the answer has to be that it's a chiddush, that it's a mitzvah b'aver. Rashi explains, because it's only drabbanon, so it's a chiddush, that's a mitzvah b'aver. But in a chenami, it's not only mitzvah b'aver. If you have Shimon, it's also possible to be the drasha. But that wasn't the kasha pshita. That's number one. Moreover, it could be that the drasha is not shayach by tevel d'rabbanan b'cha. Because the emes is a harier. Rabbi Nadavid makes this har. What's the drasha? The drasha says, Mishki Yisruim Mishim Bal Teichel Chom, it's Yotze Zeshi Yisruim Mishim Bal Teichel Tebe. And the word explains, it goes to Kav Shimon, that ain't Issa Chalal Issa. So the Issa Chomes can't be Chalal on the Issa Tebe. What about Tebe Darabon? Does the drasha apply to Tebe Darabon? I don't mean this on a stupid level. You know, how can the drasha apply to a derabana? Now, obviously, a drasha could say the rule, and then it'll apply on a derabana level to Yisurim derabana, too. That's not the question that I'm raising. The question is, the whole drasha is based on an isachal isa. But the chometz, let's say you have tevel mid-derabana, and now Pesach comes. Is the Issa Chometz Chal and Tevel Darabonon? According to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, Ein Issa Chalos. So an Issa Chometz is not Chal and Issa Tevel. But is the Issa Chometz Chal and Tevel Darabonon? Avada yeh. And Issa Darais is always Chal and Issa Darabonon. So by Tevel and Darabonon, you don't even have the drush. Because the drush is based on the fact that it's Issui Mishim Bal Teichel, that Mishi Issui Mishim Bal Teichel Chometz, because so it only has tevel and not an issa chometz. That's not true by tevel derabanan. Issa chometz of ari is chal and tevel derabanan. So why is tevel tevel midrabanan posel? Why is matzah of tevel derabanan posel? You don't have the drasha doesn't apply. Says Rabbeinu David, this is another riot that there's a psula mitzvah b'aveir, so it's posel as mitzvah b'aveir, and only as mitzvah b'aveir. Very mistaba that Rashi holds this way as well, and therefore, when by tevel derabon and otzut sein and okuf, Rashi says that Rashi only brings the time of mitzvah b'aveir. He doesn't bring here the drasha at all. Not only because the Gemara is responding to the pshita, but because Rashi holds like Rabbeinu David that the drasha doesn't apply to tevel derabon because the whole drasha is built on ein issa chal issa. By tevel derabon, there is an issa. The issa could be chal.
Rebbe demise also, Derabonin.
Oh, very good. So you're asking me. So what about demise? Demise also Derabonin. And there, Rashi did say the time of it did bring the drush. Yeah, but here it could be choluk. Demise is an issa Derabonin, but the issa Derabonin of demise is that we're afraid that maybe it's really tevel deraisa. Midaraisa, we would rely on a rive. And the rabbon, because Rav Amihor is mastering, midrabbonin, they said to be machmir not to rely on the roiv. But midrabbonin that we're machmir not to rely on the roiv, so we're machmir that maybe it's not gemaisa, then it's tevel deraisa. And it's tevel deraisa, you're not yotzi. So demai is a different kind of derabbonin. It's derabbonin in the sense that midrabbonin I wouldn't be chayshish for it. But now that I'm chayshish for midrabbanan, what I'm chayshish for is an issa deraisa, and an issa deraisa is takan ein yotzei b'chayyeh. You're not to yotzei chayyeh matz. So there the drasha could apply. My the drasha could apply. That means chakir and achrayim is the my the pshat that midrabbanan yachayshish that it might be tevel deraisa, or is the my to issa mechudosh. But out of the pshat of the pshat is that the my is that yachayshish that is tevel deraisa. You don't rely on the Rav Amihor Eitz Maaser, and you chayshish to the tevel deraisa.
Rabbi,
yeah.
The Gemara in Kriso says that Rabbi Shimon even says his din of anus or chal iser, even when you're going from a more makel to more stringent. Like a more stringent, it won't be chal. Right. The race is different though?
Yeah, but not a derabonon. Because how can you say the iser deraisa not chal and a derabonon? Me deraisa, there is no derabonon. I mean, Adavid brings another raya that there's a psul here of mitzvah b'aveir. Besides the psul of the drasha, there's also a psul here of mitzvah b'aveir from the Mishnah by Mara. The Mishnah says by Mara, you also have these psulim of Arla and so on, of Tevel. I mean, all these psulim of Issa, you have it by Mara too. So Elke Ben David by Mor, you don't have the drasha by Mor. Doesn't even pass the drasha by Mor. Mishi suim mishim bal toichel chometz. We also test suim mishim bal toichel tevel. What does that have to do with Mor? Prokik by Mor, it's only psul mitzvah baba there. Psul drabon attack. And that also seems very well with Rashi, because by Mor, Rashi only brings mitzvah baba there. He doesn't say a word about the drasha. Yeah, because the drasha is not shaykh to Mor. So that's very gishmak. So we have here Rabbeinu David, and Rashi L'chayr parallels very much this Rabbeinu David. That it's really two psalm. You have a psul deraisa, which is a drasha, Aliba Drab Shimon. But the psul deraisa is only by Surim deraisa, not by Surim derabbana. And it's only by Matzah, not by Mar. And then in addition, you have Mitzvah Babaver, which is only psul derabbana. That's why the Raisa brings the drasha, because Mitzvah Babaver is only psul derabbana. But so on the one hand, it's only psul derabbana. We need the drasha to make a psul deraisa. But on the other end, Mitzvah Babaver, A, it's not limited to Reb Shimon. And it's not limited to Mitzvah Surim deraisa. And it's not limited to Masa, because it applies to Maratu. That stems very well with Rashi. By Sum Derabbanan, he only brings Mitzvah Babavera, by Otzit Seinanokov, and by Mara, he only brings Mitzvah Babavera, because then you don't have the Drosha. And by Dmai, he brings both, because Dmai is already with Chayshish Venisa Deraisa, Dmai is Derabbanan with Chayshish Venisa Deraisa. So the attack have both Sum. Right? The package, the David's package, works very well in Rashi. The Maisa, interesting. Taisis, so Taisis and Kuf Yudalim and Beis. Teichan Dvarim, Kuf Yudalim and Beis, Ochlan Demai. Taisis, but Teichan Dvarim, it says over there by Mora that you're not Yaisi with Mai. That you, I'm sorry, you are Yaisi with Mai. So places have al vade lo yotza, but it's only with my. But vade with more that was vade tevel yinat yotze. Afagav the ma'isi yerek midrabbanon, even though ma'isi yerek is only the rabbanon. More is a yerokas. Kedamina gabe matza becholsha. Doesn't matter. Even on the rabbanons, you have the psul. Like the gemara says by us, but otzu chenu nokov. No, just the gemara says by us, otzu chenu nokov. There's still a psul of tevel. So Mar also has a psul tevel. It's only drabbana. Even out of drabbana, you have a psul. Then the Taisus says, and this is the line that I want to point out. The iskish Mar lematza. And there's a hekesh between Mar and matza. What's Taisus saying? Taisus is saying, why is Mar a psul? You don't have the drasha. The drasha is only by matza, not by Mar. The Taisus says no, but it says on Matzah Mar Michul. You know the Gemara says that there's a Hekesh Matzah and Mar. So therefore, since there's a Drasha by Matzah, there's a Hekesh to Mar. So Mar, this is also possible. The point Taisus that Mar is possible not because it's a mitzvah b'avar. Mar is possible because the Drasha applies to Mar too because there's a Hekesh. What happened to mitzvah b'avar? What does he need it for? Why? What does Taisus need that? Paper claim mishum mitzvah b'avar. Maybe Taisus is going like Taisus Ben Peretz. Not Rochel Taisus Ben Peretz is a version of Taisus that you don't say mitzvah b'avera by matzah only by lulav. That's the mustamad. That's mustamad pshat. The kapana Taisus says that the drosh applies to Mar too, and Rabbeinu David said for the pashut that by Mar there's no drosh. What's the Nekudas HaMachaikas? Moreover, according to Taisus, that we're talking about the Drasha, and yet it applies even to Yisurim Derabana. Otzim Seinanokov, or Maisi Yerek, Tevel of Maisi Yerek. These are Yisurim Derabana, and Taisus Beferi, Shiri Zagamar, that it's possible even though it's a Derabana, Mikayach the Drasha. Iskish Mora L'matzah. It's Mikayach the Drasha. Rabbeinu David said for the Poshut that the drasha not shayach based on the Rabbanon, because the drasha is based on Reb Shimon that it is a chalal iser, that this a chometz can't be chalal and it's a tevel, but this a chometz of an is chalal and it's a Rabbanon, so the drasha of chalal doesn't apply. So we have here a double machaikas between Taisus and Rabbeinu David, and vices between Taisus and Rashi. Rabbi David holds that the drasha only applies to matzah, not to mar. Even though there is a hekesh matzah mar, there is a hekesh, that's emes. There is a hekesh matzah mar. A matzah mar. We might actually see halachas from matzah to mar. Rabbi David assumes the drasha doesn't apply to mar, and he holds that it does. Mikayich the hekesh. And number two, Rabbi David assumes that part of the drasha does not apply to assume the rabbana, because the issa chometz, the issa tevel could be chalan and issa derabbana. And Taisus holds that the issa drasha, and if by Yisum Darabon, it has to only be Yisum Tzuba Bameh. And Taisus says that the issa, that the drasha applies to Yisum Darabon too. Obviously, in a Darabon level, but Midarabon, the drasha applies to Darabon too. So but what's the shayush of this machaikas? What would you say? I think there's a lumdish machaikas. And how to understand the drasha? Mishi isuri mishum b'teichel chometz yotzei zeh mishum she isuri mishum b'teichel tevel v'lo mishum b'teichel chometz. It's too late to understand the drasha. You can understand the drasha that the drasha is saying that it's a t'nai in matzah that it has to have the potential to have an issur chometz. Similar to we have number Aleph, that you're not yetsu with matzah shel oiris because it's not bolu dechimus. Where the Ramban that if you don't have, if there's no mayim, so it's no good for matzah because it's not bolu dechimus. You need the potential that it should be bolu dechimus. So likewise, it has to have the potential that it should be bolu de isrechimus. And if it's tevel and isachimus can't be chalan tevel, then it doesn't have the potential to be boli de isachimus. That's one way to understand the drasha. But I could also understand the drasha that even though the grammar of the drasha is the way the drasha talks to us is that matzah shel tevel is no good because we have sedrasha mishusum mishum bal teichel tevel mishum bal teichel chometz yotzuzesh mishum mishum bal teichel tevel. But what the Torah is thereby teaching me is that matzah shel iser is possible because it doesn't have the potential to become chametz. That's just the way the Torah tells me that matzah shel tevel is possible. But the emes, what the Torah is telling me is that matzah shel tevel is possible because matzah shel iser is possible. The iser is absolute. Main mitzvah b'aver, but I'm not going to call mitzvah b'aver. It's absolute only by matzah. But the psul is the fact that the matzah is also mishi suim mishum bal techel tevel yotzus the ain iser chal or iser piece. That's just the way the drasha talks. The way the Torah is megala to me that matzah tevel is possible is through the language of because it has bal techel tevel not bal techel chametz. But what the havana of the iser the content the gather of the psul of matzah tevel is that it's matzah shel iser and matzah shel iser is possible. I think that's the machlekes between Rabbeinu David and Tosafos. Rabbeinu David holds that the first way, the drasha says that matzah has to have the potential to be boldly day iser chametz. So that's not shaykh by Mara at all. It doesn't help it to have a hekesh between matzah and Mara. Mara never has the potential to be boldly day iser chametz. Because you could leave more around from today till tomorrow, and it'll never become chametz. You could leave your lettuce around as long as you want; it'll never become chametz. More by definition can't be bolu de yisr chametz. So it doesn't help if it's a hekesh. What does it help if it's a hekesh? But the drasha says that matzah is only kosher if it could be bolu de chametz. That's altogether not shaykh by it. That's not shaykh by more b'cha. It would be like saying that we should learn out from matzah tomorrow that you only eat tomorrow with chamesh min dollar. It's absurd. Mara is not dogger. So the same thing. And matzah has to be able to be bolu de iser chimutz. That's not shaykh to mara. Hakeshim are irrelevant. Likewise, Rabbeinu David holds that by Yisurim d'Rabbanon, you don't have the drasha. The drasha doesn't matter because an iser d'Rabbanon could be bolu de iser chimutz. Because an iser chimutz could be chalan and iser d'Rabbanon. An iser d'Rais is chalan and iser d'Rabbanon. Taisus on the other end held even though that's the grammar of the drasha is that way, it's with the ain isachal isa. That's the language of the drasha, But the gedder of what we learn out from this drasha is they are not yaitz with matzah shalissa. For that, I could learn out tomorrow too. I could have a hekesh. Now that I know that you're not yaitz with matzah shalissa, so I don't look at the grammar of the drasha anymore. The maisi, what the drasha told me, is that you're not yaitz with matzah shalissa. So I have a hekesh. You're not yaitz with matzah shalissa. And likewise, if the drasha told me that I'm not yaitz with matzah shalissa deraisa, mi deraisa, then mi derabonin, I'm not yaitz with matzah shalissa derabonin. So that's the shita Taisus. Therefore, Taisus holds that the drasha applies to Mar, and if the drasha applies to Mar, then it can apply to Yisroel Derabbanan too. And if Taisus ignores mitzvah baba veira in the whole sugya, by Taisus mitzvah baba veira, he doesn't play a role.
Rabbi,
yeah,
Rabbeinu David's way of understanding the drasha doesn't make so much sense because the ma'isa, the matzah does have potential of becoming chametz. Just first, you have to take off Meiser and Truma, and then it'll become Chametz. Again, it could become have this sort of Chametz chal into it. And right now, it's Tevel, but it has the potential
to be. That's a Kashas Tam of the Drosha. That's not a Kashas Tam of the Dov, it's a Kashas Tam of the Drosha. Why is Tevel called that it's not, that it's Yisuri Mishim Bal Teichel Chametz? Now, Mishim Bal Teichel Chametz, what do you mean? It is Yisuri Mishim Bal Teichel Chametz, if you'll be Mafeshit. So, now we can ask something more. I guess we look at it by Sheru Shom right now as Master Shel Tevel. Yeah, I hear that the fear of Tosfos it's maybe better a little bit, but Rabbeinu David will say the drasha is saying we look at it by Sheru Shom. Right now, it doesn't have the potential to become chametz. Yeah, and the Ramban still in the Ramban says you don't put any water in it, so it doesn't have the potential to become chametz. What do you mean? If I put water in it, we'll have the potential to become chametz. So, but by Sheru Shom, it doesn't have the potential to become chametz. The matzah as it stands, lufanenu, can't become chametz. So likewise, the matzah lufanenu, which is tevel, can't have an issur chametz. Okay, so zachinu, if we work everything backwards, so it comes out that the yisoid of the machlekes, we have two mahalakim, the whole sugya. The yisoid is how to understand the drasha. Do I understand the drasha that the drasha taka telling me that matzah has to have the potential for an issur chametz? That's what it says in the drasha. Or do I understand the drasha to be just a gili milsa, the not yaitz with matzah shalis? Taisus holds it's a gili milsa, the not yaitz with matzah shalis. Mimela, the drasha could apply to Mara. It explains the mission of Mara. You don't have to resort to mitzvah b'avera. Mara also works with the drasha. And tevel tovel midrabbanon otzah shein enokov also works with the drasha because he's assumed rabbanon also lemaisitz and isid rabbanon midrabbanon. It's a matzah shalis. So midrabbanon you're not yaitz. So there's no need to bring mitzvah baba veira into the sugya at all. And it's very likely that Tosfos holds, like Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, that there is no psula of mitzvah baba veira. And the fact that Tosfos needs to stay in Kuf Dalet, and Kuf, what was it? Kuf Yudal. I forgot already what that was. But the fact that Tosfos needs to say that Mora is possible because of the Hekesh, so you see that that he's working with... that he doesn't have mitzvah baba veira. So it seems right that he holds like Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz that mitzvah baba veira doesn't play a role in the segidah. On the other hand, Rabbeinu David understood the drasha that the drasha is saying not just the gilui milsa that you're not yotzei with matzah shalissa. The drasha is saying you're only yotzei with matzah that has the potential for nisa chametz. So that's if that's the case, then the drasha leaves a lot of holes. The drasha doesn't account for mar for the mission of mar. Mar is never bali de yisachimutz, and yet matzim mar shalisser is possible. It doesn't explain how otzut sen and okuf tevel tovel midrabbanan and yisachomus could be chal v'yisit chdiser and tevel midrabbanan yisachomus could be chal. So why is it possible? So al kochach you have to say that there's another psul floating around in the sugya mitzvah baver. And icing on the cake, he says that's traveling more pshita. What do you mean pshita? The drasha is not pshita. But mitzvah baba veira is pshita. So this is home loop psula mitzvah baba veira. The Bryce is just saying, I'll leave with the Rebbe, but so then why do we need a drasha? If this is psula mitzvah baba veira, so why do we need a drasha at all? So the Rebbeinu David says, like the Ramban, mitzvah baba veira is only psula derabbanan. The drasha tells me psula deraisa. So the Bryce tells me, the Gemara doesn't say you need it for the Mishnah. The Mishnah is fine with mitzvah baba veira. The Rif passes the Mishnah. We don't all like Rav Shimon. We don't all like the drasha. The Rif passes the Mishnah, mitzvah baba veira. The Gemara just quotes a brisa, Tana Rabbanan. There is a brisa that says that Aliba Rav Shimon is a psul deraisa by Yisurim deraisa. But even when that doesn't apply, it's the limits of Abba there. That's the other mahalach here in the sugya. And that stems very well. That seems to be Rashi's mahalach also. That's Rashi at the very beginning. There's a drasha. Besides the drasha, it's also a mitzvah above there. But when it comes to Yisurim Darabonon, or when it comes to Mar, like Otzah Shein Enokov, or when it comes to Maror, there Rashi only mentions mitzvah above there. He doesn't bring the drasha. That's my much like I've been above. Okay. Tomorrow, I want to talk about Shagasari. I have to see the Shagasari inside if you want. It's mamish a beautiful Shagasari. It's worth your time to go through the Shagasari. I'm not going to give you any of the Marmah. Famous is Simon Sadikvo. I'm not going to give anything away. Take a look at the Shagasari, Simon Sadikvo. Marmah Shishim will talk to you a little. Okay. Very good. Take care.
You're a bitch.